And today, on Sunday in the Country, we're going to play What's My Line? And we're going to have our only guest to play What's My Line. Please sign in. Celebrity guest, who are you?
Good morning.
That's NASCAR Dave, live from Florida.
How are you this morning, Marshall?
We're doing fine. Before we got on the air, I told Dave that we're expecting a high today of about 25 to 30 degrees and then 4 to 8 inches of snow tonight. And what did you say back to me?
I said, that's really too bad because it's going to be 85 degrees down here. And I just had a fresh grapefruit that my wife fixed for me that was outstanding.
There you go. Well, so life in Florida isn't that bad then.
It's not as bad as what everybody says it is, but it's they're all hollering when you get that snow up there. Tonight we're going to have a front come down here, and for the next 3 days, it's not going to be out of the 50s. So that's kind of like winter to these folks down here.
Well, you'll be walking around in your shorts.
I will be, and you know it cracks me up because the Weather Channel down here, the news channels. This is going to be our last cold front of the winter, folks, and then we're going into what they call their spring, and it's pretty wild.
All right.
I'll tell you the craziest thing I've seen so far. There's quite a few orange trees around, you know, groves.
Yep.
And there's still trees that are fully loaded with full oranges. And on top of that, the blossoms are already coming out. They must blossom again, and they're going to have more oranges on these trees. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life.
Well,
full blossom, and they're full oranges.
We need more oranges. What's yours for oranges? I love oranges.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just had fresh squeezed orange juice with that. Grapefruit, too, and it's not too hard to take, Marshall, believe me.
All right. Well, you know, the past couple of weeks have been pretty sad weeks around our area. We've lost a lot of great people.
Yeah, and that's the one reason I wanted to just touch base a little bit, because two or three of my good friends up there have passed away, and it's really sad to see. And then, of course, I was talking with Billy Anstett about some food drive stuff, and he said that there was a lady that worked for the Sharon Daycare Center, which we've been involved with for over probably 25 years or somewhere in that area, and with their run that they have for the kids in the springtime, and they lost their house, I understand, to a fire over in Falls Village, and that is really tragic. That just takes the breath away from you when you hear about those things.
And there's fundraising campaigns going on for those people. Can find those online and also from the local newspaper as well.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. So I just want to talk a little bit. First of all, I understand that Greg McEnroe, who is Jack McEnroe and Jerry's younger brother, and had passed away here about 8 or 9 days ago, unexpectedly at home in Amin Union, and that was very sad to hear. Like I said, that was unexpected. From what I understand so far, the services are tentatively scheduled for March 13th, and I believe it's going to be through the Peck and Peck Funeral Home in Pine Plains. So that basically is all the information that I have, but certainly for the McEnroe family, that's just another tragedy that happened in February. February is a terrible month for that family, and they, that just continued, and that's so sad. So certainly to the family, my condolences go out to them. And then I heard that Sid Ball from Amenia passed away. Sid worked for a lot of years for our friends over at McEnroe Organic. Was the key to the farm operation part of McEnroe Organic, which was the beef growing and making sure the fields all got tilled for the vegetables that they grow and so forth. But I knew Sid for a long, long time. And I was always impressed when I'd go to the Dutchess County Fair or other 4-H events that I'd been invited to over the years, that he and his family were always involved in that. And he so looked forward to the 4-H shows with his children and grandchildren, especially at the Dutchess County Fair. And they were always, the family was always into the, when you talk about 4-H, we focused a lot on the cow part of it, but there's other parts of the 4-H group that goes and does other things like sheep and chickens. And his claim to fame was his championship pigs. And raised them each and every year, and then the grandchildren were shown. So he did a lot for the 4-H folks and a lot for the community, and just a friend to all. And his services were this past Thursday and Friday, and I wanted just to pass along my condolences to all of the Ball family. They're a very tight-knit family, and I'm sure they're all devastated by that loss. And thirdly, I see that Robert Paul Cooper passed away. His services were Friday and Saturday. Now, Bob, as he was affectionately known, was the founder of Associated Lightning Rod Company in Millerton, New York, which we all know is famous for installing lightning rods and protecting your house in that manner. Was a very successful businessman and, in my mind, an entrepreneur. He came on with Sunday in a Country Food Drive at its onset when we first started. It was one of the first not only businesses but families, personal families, to donate money or whatever we needed to get the job done. And his son and daughter have carried on that tradition of supporting the food drive since his mom and dad started it. Very sad to hear that passing, but he was 83 years old. He was a 2-year resident recently of Sharon, 49-year resident of Millerton. He had over 60 years and 3 generations of experience that continues in the lightning rod business today. He was born October 27, 1935, got a degree at Dutchess Community College on January 11, 1959, and a meeting at the Immaculate Church. He married Mary Darnell. Mrs. Cooper survives at home. He was an avid golfer, enjoyed wintering at his home in Florida. He loved flying and was an accomplished accordion player. I didn't know those two things about Bob, and I knew him quite well. He was a past president, life member of the Millerton Lions Club, and that's I was in the Millerton Lions Club when I first moved to Millerton, and enjoyed the time that I had there with him. He survived by his 4 children, Robert Cooper and his wife Tammy in Millerton, Catherine Gray and her husband Rodney of Melbourne, Florida, James Cooper and his wife Kimberly of Ankrum, New York, and Elizabeth Cooper of Sharon. It really is sad, but Mass of the Christian Burial was celebrated yesterday at the Immaculate Conception Church, and he was interned in the Catholic Cemetery on Lavelle Road. Memorial contributions in his name may be made to the Immaculate Conception Church, 4 Lavelle Road, Amenia, New York, or the Millerton Lions Club, Millerton, New York, 12546. So certainly those three stood out in my mind. And then also here, a couple of weeks ago, I read that my 8th grade home teacher at Sharon Center School, who I was very fond of, John Lunning, passed away up at Noble Horizons. And I was saddened to hear that because after I graduated Marshall 8th grade, it was a year after you, of course, and I ran into him a year and a half ago at Big Y up in Great Barrington, and I almost fell off them, fell holding my cart that I was pushing my groceries in, because I couldn't believe it, because he recognized me, came right over, and we had the nicest chat. He truly was a gentleman and a phenomenal educator, for sure. He
affected a lot of us at Sharon Center School, I can tell you that.
Oh, I think almost everybody that was in that in the late 60s and early 70s, he had something to do with their upbringing. And he was proud of each and every student that he taught, too. He was phenomenal.
And you know what? He never aged. He looked the same to me.
Yeah, he did. He looked, and you know what? As soon as I saw him at Big Y, I called him Mr. Lunny.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying? That sticks. I don't know why that sticks in my mind, but that's all you could call him when you were that age. It's like you never grow up.
Yeah, no, Mr. Lunning is what it was from beginning to end, honest to gosh. But he had respect for us, and we had a lot of respect for him. And he was a real uplifting person and teacher.
Absolutely. And I guess he did quite a bit of volunteering after he retired, too, from what I understand. So that was and I think, if I read it correctly, I think there's going to be memorial service at a later date. In his honor. So certainly we'll have to keep track of that and keep everyone posted on that.
I saw him not more than four or five days before he passed away. And a lot of people mentioned this. He didn't look sick at all and was just a great guy. And then I found that it was pancreatic cancer. Thank goodness it was quick and he didn't go through anything horrible. When you talk about teachers and how teachers can affect lives, there you go. There's a perfect example.
And that's why we need to keep their pay, keep it up, and make sure they get compensated for what they do, because our teachers are they're the backbone of our society right now, and teaching our young people, and it's not an easy job for certain, and it's nowhere near what it was like when we went to school, from myself talking to other parents and so forth about what goes on now. It's just crazy.
Yep, absolutely. So now.
So we're going to, well, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to wonder if you're going to break the news about a special in studio appearance.
Yeah, we're going, Chris and I are going to come back on the weekend of March 23rd. And we're going to come up and see our mom. We're going to fly up on a Thursday and then, we're going to be leaving Sunday afternoon and flying back out on Monday. So I thought it'd be kind of fun if we could reunite and just do a show on Sunday morning. Now, I've invited, of course, Jeannie Salader and Willie Hallahan and Billy Anstead's going to come in and talk about not only the food drive and what was accomplished up there this year, but also he's going to have more information on that situation over there in Falls Village. And I'm sure he'll talk about the NASCAR challenge that we still have going on there. So those folks have all agreed to come in and chat along with Kendra Chapman from the Black Rabbit Barn. Will is going to join Jeannie. So, and I'm sure maybe the world famous Fred Stevenson may pop in. You never know with him, and talk a little bit about racing, because all the different series have kicked off. So,
what about that Patriot Larry and that Farmer Paul?
Well, Patriot Larry has agreed to come in, and that was the other thing I wanted to say. He's gonna do a special troop tribute to William Morrison, who was in his 90s from Millerton, New York. He was a World War II veteran, and he's gonna do a tribute to him. So he told me he's already got it prepared and he's ready to do that. And I think that'd be quite an honor, because that gentleman had quite a history in the service to our country in World War II. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. So he's agreed to come in. As far as Farmer Paul, I told him we were coming up on the 22nd, but I guess his phone must have broke or something, because I haven't talked to him in about 2 weeks. So I guess I'll have to get on the stick and see if I can't get him on the phone, and I'm sure he'll come in if he can. So, but it seems like a lot of stuff is going on up there, and certainly being down here, you kind of miss that. But things are going good here, and it sounds like everybody's still carrying on the tradition, helping one another up there, and that's a really good thing, because there's always a need for that. And I'm starting to get our feet wet a little bit down here now. I joined the local Moose Lodge, and I'm going to start to get involved with some of the events that they do. And I was never around a Moose Lodge before, but hooked up with a lady who is a member of the Moose, and who does similar stuff to what we did with the food drive, not on a nonprofit basis. She does it as a business. She goes to local strawberry festivals or local bluegrass festivals in Florida, and she cooks up some specialized foods that she does. So she's hired me to give her a hand. I introduced her to real French fries instead of the frozen ones. So we tried those out last week at a Eustace fair in Eustace, Florida, and it was called the George Fest. It's 117. This is the 117th annual George Fest, and everybody wanted to know what the George Fest was, who it was named after, and it's named after George Washington. And this this thing, like I said, has been going on 117 years. It was a great big fair in a local park down there. They had national bands come in and play for the folks. They had food trucks. They shut the whole town down and made it like a walkway, you know, where you could just walk around with wine or beer and stroll the different things that were set up on the street and the different shops that were open. So
how'd your French fries go, though? That's what I want to know.
They did very well, but we're going to have one this week. About it's a strawberry festival, and it's 2 hours from Leesburg. So I forgot the name of the town it's in. But she said there's only three food vendors at this one, and she's one of them. And she said from the time it opens until it closes at 5 o'clock, I think it's 10 to 5, it's 7 hours, it's nonstop line, and every food vendor runs out of food. This one that we went to last week, there was probably 30 food trucks in all, and everybody basically was selling the same thing. So if you didn't, we were in a decent spot, but if you weren't right where everybody walked in, they migrated to the very first two trucks that were up there. So I'm looking forward to it. It may be an overnight stay if I get tired. I know her whole family comes up, her mom and her dad and her son who is in college. So it's pretty good. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. Plus, I make a little bit of money doing that. So that's pretty good. And then we found a little watering hole here called the Hideaway, which it's an old family-run little tavern that has tavern fare, you know, food items. And they have live music every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for free. And top-notch entertainment down here. And you can go anywhere and listen to it for free. It's pretty unique. But this is right on the water, one of the big lakes down here. And they have alligators that are about 3.5 feet long that swim around in the little lagoon that you can watch. It's pretty nice. So we're starting to get used to the lifestyle down here a little bit. Of course, the mail doesn't come in until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I get my mail at 5 o'clock in the morning because I'm not going to go stand at the mailbox and listen to everybody that's waiting for it to get their mail talk, and then they get their mail and then they talk some more and they tie the whole street up, and I'm not into that yet. So I just go down 5 in the morning when it's nice and quiet and get my stuff. The dogs are happy. The dogs have adjusted very well. We found our veterinary is right down the street from us, about 3 blocks, a very nice man. He's seen the dogs and he's happy with their health for being 12 years old. Also, he boards at night if you need to leave them for any reason at a very reasonable price. And then maybe a mile from here, when he closes his office at 5 o'clock, there's an emergency veterinary clinic that opens at 5 and it stays open all night. So you can take your animal there anytime at between 5 and 8 o'clock in the morning, and they'll be seen, and they have full array of necessary services. So they're pretty comfortable. They don't have to really be leashed. There's areas here I can take them and let them run. So they're happy with that. We're getting a brand new gas range installed tomorrow, or Tuesday rather. So we're looking forward to that. I'm not a big fan of electric stove. We have an electric stove where we are now, and it's not a big fan of electric. So we went and got ourselves a gas range, and we're looking forward to that. So other than that, Chris is starting to look a little bit for a part-time work, but she's not in too much of a hurry to go back. So we're just moving along and going forward. But certainly we're both looking forward to coming back up home to not only see her mom and probably go out for dinner, but to go back and do a show. And it should be an interesting show. We should have a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, I want you to go about your day today, and we'll go about ours preparing for snow. You go about preparing your probably outdoor barbecues. And
I'm going to think about later on going swimming this afternoon. So it really isn't too hard to take. But right now it's house cleaning duty on Sunday morning. So instead of doing a radio show, that's why I miss the radio show so much. Because now I got to stay home and I got to vacuum the floor and clean the toilets. I mean, you know, Marshall, I'm relegated to just being a domestic housekeeper.
You're always going to be NASCAR Dave, and we'll always think about that. We won't, but now every Sunday morning, because you said that, we'll think about you cleaning the toilets and doing the vacuum cleaning.
All right. Well, you just keep that thought in your head. And once again, our condolences go out to certainly all those families. And like I said, Chris and I are both looking forward to the 23rd and coming up and doing a show again. So hope everybody stays safe with this snowstorm. And once again, I want to thank Pat Dineen for everything he's doing for Helen. He takes her out to the hairdresser, takes her out for a glass of wine once in a while, and he's just doing a tremendous job. So can't thank him enough for what he's doing. So with that being said, we'll talk to you on the 23rd.